then you can help them out in the process as well. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live, where we talk now with Senator Jeanne Forrester of Meredith, who is very busy with all kinds of things going on, still working in the legislature, even during campaign season. Hi, Jeanne, how are you?
Good. How are you, Brian?
Oh, man, I'm really excited that we finally got this commission underway to study undergrounding Northern Pass as well as any other transmission projects.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, too. We had our first commission meeting last week. It was our organizational committee meeting, and I think we laid out some really good to-do list going forward.
Well, judging by what I saw at the Alliance for Against Northern Pass website, all the members of the committee were named. You're the chair. Number of state agencies involved with this too.
Yes, yes. We have the Department of Transportation. We have the Office of Energy and Planning, Administrative Services, Environmental Services, Resources and Economic Development, the Public Utilities Commission, and Revenue Administration. So we've got all the key agencies that need to be involved, and I was pleased that everyone showed up.
Yeah, no, this is good. And, there's several points that the commission, as I understand, will be considering. Of course, establishing a viable energy corridor to bury these large-scale electric transmission projects through the state. And I'm guessing you guys will be looking along Interstate 93, railroad beds, and things like that, right?
That's right. We'll be looking at the state-owned transportation corridors to use for this energy infrastructure, whether it is the rail beds or existing rights-of-way along the highways.
Yeah, and this is something that right there alone has generated a lot of attention, because a lot of people that I've talked to as recently as Sunday said, why don't they just bury the thing? And I said, exactly!
Well, and that's what the commission will be looking at. We're going to identify the corridors, we're going to identify available technologies, the costs of those technologies, and what the long-term economic benefits for the state will be.
And as well as the potential revenue, because if it's state-owned land, you guys would be charging rent, which I think, based on what I see so far, is that it would be a fixed amount. That's how much money you make a year, not based on some promises as to what tax revenues may come in from above-ground lines and then go ahead for depreciation and property devaluations over here and so on.
Right, right. And it just sort of like a toll, you know, a toll roll.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You guys want to use this? Fine, you're going to pay for it.
Yes, and the revenues that are generated will go for, the commission needs to talk about this,
yeah.
But I would like to see those revenues go for things that we really need in this state, which is the infrastructure for our roads and our bridges and really our, you know, our highways. And,
yeah, we still got a few lumpy roads around, yes.
Yes, we do.
And also, some of the things that the commission will be doing is looking at the property values affected by the Northern Pass route.
That's right.
Now, how about the opportunity for public comment in any of this?
Yes. Well, of course, want to hear from the public, and we will actually be having public hearings. We want to have at least two. Our hope is to have one in Concord and another in Plymouth or somewhere in another area north of Concord. Towards the end of the process, that the report's due December 1st, and we want to get the public comment on the draft report that we come up with so that we can hear from other people.
Now, what I would ask is this: if the commission determines this is a viable option, this is how we can do it, this is what it would cost, would there, out of this commission, could there be legislation to direct projects like that? And how soon would that be?
Yeah, I would expect that that is what would happen. And it's funny you ask that because Representative Rappaport, who sits on the commission, is already talking about legislation.
Okay.
So he's already three steps ahead thinking about that. For me, we're gonna in our next commission meeting, which is, I don't have the date in front of me, but
I have August 16th.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
We're going to be hearing from, we've asked the PUC to come in and make a presentation, and we've asked the New Hampshire DOT to come in and make a presentation. So that's what we're going to be hearing in the next commission hearing, and we're then going to talk about who else we want to identify to come in for presentation. So.
Yeah, and this is all good to get that information because DOT, which owns a lot of these state-owned right-of-ways that people are thinking about, they would be the ones that could identify a potential route for all of this.
Absolutely, and actually, I'm sure you probably know, months ago I had conversations with the DOT, and they showed me the maps and the routes, and so now we'll bring that forward to the whole commission, and they can take a look at it.
And that's good, because a lot of the listeners who have asked these questions, well, gee, what happens where Interstate 93 ends, which is in Littleton, you know, how do you go up into, say, Pittsburgh from there? And, you know, that's where I've already been told where some of those routes could be, but this would be a good opportunity for people to see exactly where those routes would be.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So this is good. Senator Jeanne Forrester of Meredith joining us here on Bulldog Live. So you actually, I think there's two meetings scheduled for this month, so you'd have a total of three meetings this month, so hitting the ground running.
Well, you know what? I was very pleased about departments, the agencies, and all the legislators who sit on this commission. I thought it might be a little bit of a struggle with the summer and campaigning to get everybody together, but everyone is committed to this, and they all jumped on board and said, yes, let's have at least two more meetings in August, and they are all committed to getting to work on this and doing the research and making sure we have good information to make some good decisions. So yeah. I was really pleased about that.
Well, I'm just impressed with the number of agencies that are part of this commission. There's you, there's Representative Larry Rappaport, as well as Representative Jacqueline Callie Pitts, who's sitting on this commission.
And Paul Simard, Representative Paul Simard.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't see his name listed on here. So,
yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's quite a few members.
We have three representatives and one senator. Yep.
Wow. Well, Senator Forrester, I do, and this is a bill that you had written, Senate Bill 361, and you know, this you had in the pipeline very early on in the legislative session last year.
Yeah, and I'd like to say it. Obviously, this is something that's not original. They're doing it in Maine. They're doing it in New York. I had a lot of help. It's the same thing that happened with the Northern Pass and the eminent domain. It's about a group effort of everybody coming together and working together to get things done. So this 361 commission, while my name is the first one on as the prime sponsor, there were many others. If you look at who's on this legislation, Senator Carson, Senator Gruen, Senator Sanborn, Senator Lambert, Rappaport, Ladd, Brosu, and Callie Pitts. So, you know, it wasn't just me.
Yeah, no, this is good. Well, Senator Forrester, thank you very much. Also, before I have to let you go, let's put your campaign hat on for a moment since you are doing dual duties.
Okay.
How do people find out more about your campaign?
They can go to my website, www.jeanneforrester.com, and actually what I'm going to be trying to do is put updates on the commission work as we go along on that website as well, and I'll be doing my e-newsletter. I do a kind of every other week an e-newsletter blast out letting people know what's happening in Concord and on the campaign trail. If anyone wanted to sign up for that, they would find that on my homepage of my website, and they could just sign up and follow along through the e-newsletter.
That sounds good. Senator Forrester, look forward to chatting with you again real soon.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Okay, take care. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.